Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I love Him. And God loves us. The Lord is progressive in all of His ways. And those who follow Him are also progressive in all of His ways. See, the needs of God is the potential prosperity of the people of God. The way the kingdom works is, Jesus gave you the whole kingdom. And when you choose to do what God does, that's how you access it. That's how you access the kingdom. The work that you do is your is what you contribute to the kingdom. Everything that we do contributes. It can contribute to the kingdom. And when you contribute to the kingdom of God, you have to be rewarded for it. The rewards are great. They're not puny rewards. They're great rewards. Because when you live the living love of God and other people, it causes other people to join in. Excuse me. You have to understand that everybody that you affect positively, you'll be rewarded for those precious souls. People have tried to turn the message of salvation, the things of God, into like a monetary type thing. People get off balance. God loves them too. He don't mind people operating in the kingdom of God. Some people find out about it and they're fascinated. And Satan don't like it. So he tried to demonize the good. Some people learn about faith and they only use faith for things they want. It's not balanced, but it's better than nothing. And the enemy tries to blend in all forms of selfishness and demonize people to run people away. Now there's an animosity against the church already. That animosity is mingled with hatred. Some people don't want the things of God to work. They don't want what Jesus did to work. They're looking for some kind of way out because they love the world. It's no secret. It's just the way it is. And some people love God and some people love the world more than they love God. And some people hate God. It's just the way it is. But when you follow God and you do things His way, it's an ever progressive way. It's ever increasing, ever progressive, ever blessing. And you can do more than what the world can do. Your abilities climb the ladder of success. A more balanced way to do it is follow God. Seek first the kingdom of heaven. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all things will be added. Not just funds, not just money. That's the lowest form of prosperity. Things you can buy that man made. But the greater things will also be yours. The wisdom for good relationships. The love it takes to progress and go forward. The ability to operate under pressure, under confrontation, under war, and still overcome and yet live a beautiful life. The ability to never back down. The ability to rebuild and reclaim what was lost. The long-suffering ability to outlast your enemy. And then, the healing process that God gives you, the years that the cankerworm ate. See, some things that happen in your life is not your fault. It's an attack of the enemy. And sometimes it's an attack of man. You know, there are men that marries a woman and she becomes bitter against him. And there's nothing he can do to stop it. He goes through divorce misery. And that may not have been his fault. And then there are men that are abusive to women. The woman marries a man, she thinks she's going to have a good, wholesome life with him, and he cheats on her and beats her. And you know, the years that the cankerworm made. This hatred is real. There's hatred between God's seed and Satan's seed. It's real. Never kid yourself against it. It's real. You have to go back and take a close look at what Jesus said and what Jesus taught while he walked the earth. He warned us of these things. He told us these things. He helped us understand. He showed it to us plainly. And now we see it. We experience in all kind of ways. There are friends that will stop hanging around. Some people love the world more than they love God. And when you follow God, you become a fisher of men. Jesus said, told Peter, follow me and I'll make you a fisher of men. That's not easy to be a fisher of men. It takes the Lord to guide you in that. But the Lord is able to do a work that cannot be denied. And he loves his people. He loves you. He's with us. The Holy Spirit can train us. Some people desire it. Some people don't. It's just the way it is. Some people are looking for some kind of excuse. And they think that will is okay. They think they know what to do. But this revival that God is doing, it takes people who follow him thoroughly. Not only follow God, but run to his will. And be instant about it. Not people that grudgingly do it. Not people that half-heartedly do it. This revival requires wholehearted people. Half-hearted people can't do it. They won't even know what's going on. They don't have the inside information and they don't have revelation or revival knowledge. They have no knowledge of it. They may have prophesied it, but you have to be wholehearted to do it. And if God uses anybody, they are wholehearted in their actions. Because this time, the Lord is raising up people that will follow him. People that will live a glorious life. And not get sidetracked by the whims of the enemy, deception, problems, things that's not right. Things that go wrong. The ability to go forward and progress anyway, no matter how things look, is in following God. Because he's going to... So Paul put it this way, he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He was being strengthened by Jesus Christ. He didn't just haphazardly do God's will, he was strengthened. And he did it. He wrote from jail. He knew that it would go forward. It looked like Paul's ministry was over long before he passed, long before he was martyred. And then he was martyred. The devil thought he had him. He thought those writings he wrote were insignificant, if he knew about them in the first place. Satan's not like God. He don't know everything. He's at one place, one time, just like you. He depends on demons to be his eyes and ears, and they're not perfect either. They're smarter than people and, you know, in wit-wise, but they don't have the love of God. And when people don't love God, they don't see everything. Now, God loves us, and I know the difference. There was a time that I loved at my best, and it wasn't good enough. So I asked the Lord to teach me how to love His people. And in doing so, I learned things that I couldn't learn any other way. I learned to go forward, not backwards. I began to see things that I normally wouldn't be able to think about. I began to see the logic of God and how good He is and how wonderful the Lord is. I began to see things as they truly are. The Word of God gives you a God's eye view, not just a bird's eye view. A bird's eye view gives you an elevated vision of what's below. But a God's eye view, you'll see the future, the past, above, beyond, and in every way, infinitely. You can see where some choices are headed. And you can change course before it's too late. There's so many Christian people that love God, because they lack knowledge, they continue to make the same mistakes. They continue to have the same problem. I mentioned earlier about accessing the kingdom of God. The way you do it, you go right back to what God told Adam in the first place. To be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. The first thing He said was be fruitful. When you begin to do some work to serve mankind, that's being fruitful. Students that go to college, they're obeying God in the sense of work. They're preparing themselves to give profit. Now, some people do it because that's what you do. Their parents told them to do it. But some people do it by revelation. But when you do what you're supposed to do, you're preparing yourself to be a blessing to people. That's how you access the kingdom. If you desire something that you can't afford, ask the Lord anyway. He has ways to help you receive what you need. Even if you may have a fixed income, your job may only pay a certain amount per hour, and you're already stretched. But God knows how to get things to you. He can open other doors. But in order to access the kingdom of God, you'll have to do your part. He'll open doors for you to work and earn, because nothing in the kingdom of God is stolen. But He'll open doors so that you can earn it, so that you can afford it. And if you're working for Him already, sometimes He can just give it to you. I listened to a lot of testimonies over the years. They used to testify in some churches I went to. And people would testify of the goodness of God and what He had done in their life. And there were times that the Lord gave people a house or a car. But I always noticed something. They were the kind of people that were obeying God all the time. They were obeying Him as a pattern of life, not just a few times. It was a living, continual choice to obey God. They were doing what God told them to do. There was a man, he was going around preaching. Sometimes he only had enough gas to get to the church, and he would go, and he would preach, and he'd get enough in the offering to buy his gas. And he would go and pray at the abortion clinics. And he was heavily involved in the things of God. And somebody gave him a house. A house. But he had been doing this for years. And others, the Lord told somebody to give them a car. Pay for it. But they were doing the same thing. And I've heard what people got blessed with a car, but they had to pay for it. But the people that God gave cars and houses to, they were they had been obedient, doing his work for a long time. And God opened doors for them to get things that they needed. Now, I've listened. If you listen, you take in things. Some people try to get God to give them a house without paying for it. And they're not doing anything for him. They're not doing his work. They go to church, but they don't go to serve. They don't even clean up the church. But they want God to bless them with a house or a car or something. But when you're progressing in the things of God in life, that's how you access the kingdom of God. Sowing, reaping. That's part of the kingdom of God. It's a principle. And it works. And you can use time as an asset. If you're always being a blessing, always being encouraged, always helping people, when you see a need, you at least pray about it. Now, you're not supposed to go about doing people's work for them. When I say a need, I mean you see somebody in trouble. They can't help themselves. Now you're helping them in the name of the Lord. And doing what God leads you to do. You know, I don't give money to everybody that's got a road sign, work for food. Some people are charlatans. I listen to the Holy Spirit. And, you know, sometimes I see somebody, they look like they need it, I give it to them. But that don't mean that they might have more money than I do that day. And I know that. But you want people to be blessed. You're eating every day. You want, you know, what if you didn't have a job? What if you didn't have an income? How would you feel? How could you survive? How would you, you may not have the emotions to survive. And some people are in that condition. But nevertheless, God loves people. Now, when the Lord put on my heart, hey, that person, they'll listen, or he give me something to say. Now, that's when I really move. I'm around people all the time, and the Lord never give me anything for them. And then there are people, the Lord tell me what to say. Because he knows. All you have to do at that point is act on what God has given you. And guess what you're doing? You're accessing the kingdom. You're helping people come to life. All blessings are not for you. Some blessings come to you so that you can distribute them for others. The knowledge of God, sometimes it's not just for you, not just to satisfy your curiosity. It's to help the other people live. But you use it to help other people understand God. And when you're selfless and you love people, that's what makes it work. When you walk in the living love of God, your actions, your motives, is all in the love of God. That's when the blessings overflow and take over your life. This don't happen for stingy people. And your life is going to work when you follow God. But the way you portray yourself, the way you live, the way you are, let it be the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. When God bless you abundantly, take care of the possessions that he gives you. Use it. When God gave me the car, I'm driving my dream car. I remember when I used to pray for this car. And people say, why you drive that every day? Why don't you drive your truck? Well, this is not a trophy. This is a car. I'm gonna drive the wheels off of it. I enjoy driving this car. And I like my truck too. Thank God for my truck. But I'd rather drive my car. I drove that truck for years. I don't own a trophy. Everything I got, I'm going to use it. And I wash it and I keep it up. I just changed the oil. I appreciate it. Nevertheless, it's a tool. It's something God gave me to enjoy, and that's what I'm doing. Such as it is in all things in life. Enjoy what you have. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.